Hi, Reed. Thanks for calling, sir. Well, hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dr. Wright, I've got two questions right now. A low-dose lithium, what dosage are we talking about? I'm taking a multivitamin now from the R Garden people, and they have 2 milligrams of lithium per day in these caps.
Well, that is a low dose, no question. Now, what's usually in the natural food stores, if it's a lithium alone product, are 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams, and 20 milligrams. And I don't encourage anybody to go past 20 milligrams without talking to their doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And here's why. When we get up to around 35, 40 milligrams, there's some rare cases of kidney malfunction caused, and we don't need that. And there's been some rare cases of parathyroid malfunction. Now, they're rare, but we don't need to go there. And that's why the natural food stores don't carry them past the 20 milligrams, sir. The 2 milligrams in there, I am sure glad to hear that there's a company making a multiple that puts 2 milligrams in it, because most of the multiple vitamin companies don't do that. So good for them.
Yeah, this is the R Garden people. Are you familiar with them out from Woodinville?
I have heard of them, sir, but I can't say I know a lot of about their products. No.
Yeah, they speak well of you. Anyway, the second question was, Dr. Wright, was the sleep formula. I'm having difficulty sleeping, and I was just wondering, do you have any particular capsules or any formula or prescriptions you would recommend?
I usually try to look for the cause of it first, because sometimes if we address the cause, we not only get to sleep better, but we also get a lot of things around the body better. Just for example, there are people who wake up at night too much, and they just happen to have type 2 diabetes in their family. And what frequently is happening is they're having little low blood sugar episodes in the middle of the night, and when that happens, body has to pump out a little bit of adrenaline and cortisol to raise the blood sugar back up again, and what do you know, they wake up. That's just one example. I'm not saying that applies to you, but we are definitely looking for the cause first. Now, if I had to go grab something to put me to sleep, which I sometimes do, what I usually will look for is, well, let's see, what does the brain use to put itself to sleep and calm itself down? Oh, yes, it's a neurotransmitter called gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, and that's for sale in all the natural food stores. And, yes, a person can take so much that they feel, kind of calm in the morning. But a person takes one capsule or two of what's sold in the stores, which is usually 250 milligrams. Nobody yet has reported any harm for that. And it wouldn't hurt to check with your doc about, hey, what might the cause of the sleep malfunction be?
Okay, I'm taking melatonin now. I'm taking 20 milligrams melatonin at night.
Oh, that's a whole lot. I'm happy to tell you it's not been reported to hurt anything, but that is a whole lot. So you do have a little bit of a sleep problem there, sir.
I've never had any trouble with it, except that it doesn't. I go to sleep about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and then wake up, and then I'm not too sleepy again. And I was just wondering, why I can't sleep longer.
What time do you have dinner, sir, and what time do you go to bed?
You go to bed about 11:30, 12 o'clock, midnight.
What time's dinner?
Pardon?
What time is dinner, sir?
Oh, well, about 7 or 8.
Okay, so 7 or 8, and then you go to 11, that's 4 hours, and you get to midnight, and you're at 5 hours. Now, there's a few of us, and I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying there's a few of us who, after 4 or 5 hours are not eating, the blood sugar drops a little, and what do you know, they wake up. That's just what happens when the blood sugar drops. So one real simple thing one can do without even a doctor is to try eating something at bedtime and to see if you wake up quite as soon as you did before, sir.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Yeah, sure, sounds reasonable. I'll maybe try that then, too.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, then I'd just check with a doctor who knows about natural medicine for how to check for other causes. But that's one you can do on your own just to see. And it does work sometimes, so give it a try, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, okay. Appreciate your help, doctor, and also your whole ministry. It's been a blessing.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for saying so. Just want to get this word out.
Well, keep it up.
Okay. Thank you.